Born in Paris on May 22, 1924, to survivors of the Armenian Genocide, Aznavour discovered his passion for performing arts early in his life. His father put together live shows at his local Parisian restaurant for friends. With such an early exposure, Aznavour and his sister, Aida, took up acting and singing together. At 9 years old, Aznavour performed in his first play, Émile and the Detectives. This performance marked the beginning of Aznavour's 84-year and counting career as a songwriter, actor, singer, and all-around global entertainer. After World War II, Aznavour partnered up with Pierre Hoche, a gifted pianist by Aznavour's word. Together, they formed a successful duo while on tour in Canada. During the late 1940s, Aznavour and Hoche gave a truly grueling line of performances, 40 weeks worth of shows, with about 11 live performances per week. On this tour, Aznavour wrote his first song, Jaibu. In 1946, fate took a turn for the better when Aznavour met Edith Piaf, the famous French chant muse. Piaf invited Aznavour to the United States as her manager and songwriter. This partnership worked well for both of them. Piaf entertained the audience with her voice, and he witnessed live performance at a level above his. In 1956, Aznavour began his solo career at the Olympia Music Hall in Paris with his first solo hit song, Zumar V. A few years later, in 1960, Aznavour performed in front of what he thought was a tough audience at the Alhambra Music Hall in Paris. One can only imagine his astonishment when, after coming out for his final bow, he received a thunderous applause, which marked the beginning of his solo career as a singer. The 1970s and 1980s saw Aznavour at his peak in writing and performing songs. These two decades also saw two of his greatest hits and affirm his standing as a world-class entertainer. Yesterday When I Was Young, 1970, is considered Aznavour's most popular song in the United States. Across the pond, his most popular hit, She, 1974, topped the charts for solos in the United Kingdom for 4 consecutive weeks. It went platinum with over 1 million sales. From his humble beginnings in Paris, Aznavour has traveled the world, played the Carnegie Hall in New York, the Gibson Amphitheatre in Los Angeles, Yerevan, Armenia, Montreal, Canada, London, UK, Brussels, Belgium, Tokyo, Japan, Dubai, India, Los Angeles and countless other US cities and throughout the world. In October 2016, he performed at the Pantages Theatre in Hollywood, his last stop on his 2016 North American tour. Aznavour has dedicated his efforts towards making a difference in the lives of other people. Among his charitable activities, he used the proceeds from the hit song Portoy Armani to aid victims of the 1988 earthquake in Armenia and continues his humanitarian projects through the Aznavour Foundation, founded with his son Nicholas Aznavour in 2017. The goals of the Aznavour Foundation are to continue the development and implementation of educational, social and cultural programs. One of the main projects of the Aznavour Foundation will be to create an authentic, lively and interactive museum, retelling of Charles Aznavour's life and achievements. Aznavour also serves as Armenia's ambassador to Switzerland and to UNESCO in Paris. In addition, as a composer and performer of original content, Aznavour has campaigned strongly for anti-piracy laws and international copyright and intellectual property protections.